Sean, let's start with the Premier Division in the Air Trusty League, the top flight of Irish senior soccer. The Northwest interest comes in the form of Derry City. Roddy Collins bringing Athlone Town to the First Division title last year. He's in charge of a Premier Division club once again. And I suppose the big question is Roddy the man to lead Derry to a league title this year, do you think?
Well, look, he's certainly the right sort of personality. I think when you look at that Derry City team, they certainly needed a fresh approach, and they needed somebody coming in who was had no allegiances to some, maybe some of the older players, and had the personality and the confidence to freshen things up. And I think that's what Roddy's done. You know, you've only got to look at, you know, some of the signings he's made. He's brought in Cliff Byrne, a very experienced player. I think he's either close to or got across Paul McGovern over the line, and he's brought the boy Alibert in from Shamrock Rovers, Danny Ventra from Sligo, who's won trophies, won leagues, won cups. So he's really changed it, putting his own mark on it. I would think they'll be there or thereabouts. The only question is, with bringing in sort of so many new players, you know, will they gel quickly? I think if they do gel quickly, I think they've got a great chance, you know.
Derry, of course, have a fantastic youth structure in at the Brandywell, and a number of them young players have been in first-team action over the last number of years, and that's certainly an important part too that Roddy Collins is bringing into the squad ahead of the season.
Yeah, I think they've always had a strong structure at youth level, bringing players through, and I think, you know, he'll be... The one thing about Roddy is, look, Roddy will go and he'll sign experienced players, but he'll also give young players a chance, and it's that blend, and I say, if he gets that blend right, then Derry City will be there or thereabouts. You know, look, they've always been there or thereabouts the last lot of years, so there's no reason why they can't do that. And I think with his personality, you know, if anything, he could drag them over the line, you know.
A former club of your own, Sligo Rovers, of course, won the title a number of years ago. Can they bounce back this year and reclaim the title?
Yeah, well, I watched Sligo quite a lot last year, and I felt that, you know, possession-wise and keeping the ball and controlling games, they were as good as any team in the league. I felt that they couldn't quite kill teams off. And I see they've added the boy, Eric, I think Odom Bumbo. He's been there with, I think they had problems with work permits. He scored a few goals in pre-season. So if they can get somebody to score regular goal, get over 15 goals a season, they'll be there or thereabouts. I think the boy, Kaelin Spillane, that they've added from Cork, is a decent defender. Gavin Pearce will be a big loss, you know, as the captain and, for me, probably one of the best central defenders in the league. I just worry about Sligo killing teams off, you know.
Obviously, the defending champions are the side to beat when they come in the following year as title holders, and we expect Pats to be there or thereabouts once again.
Yeah, Pats, you know, probably of all the squads this year, they've probably had the least changes. I think they've added Lee Lynch and Keith Fahey, who's an excellent addition. You know, when I was managing Bohemians, I tried to sign him on two or three occasions. Then he went across the water. He's back. He's going to add vast experience. But, yeah, they look very settled. They were a good squad last year. How they react to the pressure of being the league champions, where suddenly everyone wants to beat you, that'll be the big question for them this year.
And Dundalk, under the guidance of Stephen Kenny, who finished as runners-up last year, they'll be looking to go that one step further in 2014, Sean.
Yeah, they will. I don't know whether Dundalk, you know, everything sort of went for them last year. They had a very good season. Maybe took a few teams by surprise, so they probably won't be the surprise package that they were last year. I know he's added Daryl Horgan and Rory Higgins, and I think he's brought young Griffin back, so he's added, you know, quality players there. Daryl Horgan, for me, for the last couple of years, has been potentially one of the best wingers in the league, but hasn't quite delivered, so whether he'll do that for them or not, but certainly, you know, I think they'll be top five, Dundalk.
As for Shamrock Rovers, they're kick-starting their campaign against Derry City. The Hoops last year won both the Setanta Sports Cup and the EA Sports Cup, but it's the league title that the Hoops will be looking for this season.
Yeah, I think this is a big season for Shamrock Rovers, you know, and certainly for the manager. I think from when Michael O'Neill left, you know, they'd won two league titles, they had that great run in Europe, and it looked like then they're really going to kick on and dominate. And I know they won the two cup competitions, but I think their league form was very, very disappointing. They've obviously made a very good signing in Stephen McPhail. You maybe just wonder about maybe his injury. Is he injury prone? Simon Madden's a good addition to the squad, and they've got probably one of the best midfielders in the league in Ronan Finn. So they've certainly still got good players there. Carl Shepherd up front. I think, again, this is a big season for them, and I would expect them to be certainly among the top three and pushing for the league title. You know?
Yeah. As for the rest of the sides in the Premier Division, Cork, Drogheda, Limerick, Bray, UCD, Bowes and Athlone Town, do you feel that these are the sides that will be outside the top four or five?
Yeah, I think there will be. I think, you know, as always, there's in every league, there's a top, there's sort of four or five teams that you think can challenge, and then there's the rest. And I think even of the rest, you know, you've got to look at UCD, Bray and Athlone, maybe sort of fighting to avoid the relegation. I think Bohemians and Drogheda, you know, will have enough experience and enough know-how just to keep themselves mid-table safely, you know. Limerick would be a club that, again, they would maybe look to try and see if they could push into the top five, but, you know, looking at their squad, I don't really see anything that makes me think they can do that, you know.
Yeah. So putting your neck on the line at this early stage before a ball's even kicked, who would you tip for the league in the Premier Division and possible cup winners there, Sean?
Well, I think the league, I think it's the league's going to be between, in my opinion, I think, St. Pat's, Derry and Shamrock Rovers, and I think the cup, if I would stick my neck out for the cup, I might go for Shamrock Rovers.
Okay then, let's move on to the First Division, and it's a bit of change in there this year. Finn Harps obviously been the Donegal interest here. They're under a new manager, Ollie Horgan, and by all accounts it's transition once again for Finn Harps, and they could be a bit behind the likes of Galway, Longford and Waterford when it comes to the end of the first series of games, Sean.
Well, you know, it's an interesting one because they've obviously added a few new players, and again, like always, it's how they gel. I know the young goalkeeper they've added, Connor Wynn, who I had at Galway, has potential to be a really top keeper in the league. So he'll be a good addition. I think they need to strengthen there. But, you know, as you say, Galway, well, that would be an interesting one as well. They've got a manager who's experienced in that division and experienced in the Premier Division, so you'd think that he would know the right calibre of players. But I also think, you know, Shelburne are obviously going to be very, very strong. And you've got now, you realise Shamrock Rovers under 19s will be in there, so that'll be an interesting game every time they play.
And it's going to be, I suppose, a big year for Ollie Horgan. It's his first year in a senior management, and it'll probably take him the first year under his belt before he gets to the sort of the full workings of the league, will it, Sean?
Well, I think it's a tough learning curve. He's obviously an experienced football man in terms of junior football, but it's a massive step up from junior to the League of Ireland, and then there's an even bigger step up into the Premier Division. So, you know, to cope with a long season, the travelling, the away games, and trying to get your home form right, it's going to be difficult. But I wish him all the best, and I think it's important for this area that Finn Harps, you know, are challenging up at the top end of the table rather than what they've done for the last sort of couple of years and sort of flirt with it and then drift away, you know.
Yeah, and who do you see coming out then of the First Division? Who's the possible winners here, and who'll be heading up to the top flight?
I think Shelburne. I think Shelburne would be hard to look past in the First Division. You know.
Well, then looking at North West Derbies this year, we do miss the Finn Harps Derry City rivalries. You were at Sligo Rovers, and the big North West Derbies are always fantastic occasions for the supporters and those involved, Sean.
Yeah, do you know, the first year of the Sligo, I remember we played at Finn Park the year Finn Harps got promoted, and that was an excellent occasion, good atmosphere. I think then the next time we played each other was in the League Cup. We got promoted the year after, and Finn Harps came down. So I think that's a very good game, and it's even closer than obviously the Sligo Derry game. But the big one is the Sligo Derry one in the Premier Division, and they had a good few battles last year, and you know, Sligo comfortably beat them. So I think that'll be a type of game that Roddy Collins will be looking forward to, and everyone in the area looks forward to it. And with both teams being there and thereabouts again, they're very important games, you know.